just almost 2 weeks ago now, speaking to her on the show. We're now joined in by the eHlanzeni ANC secretary, in fact, regional secretary, Babu Fola Sibuyi, to ventilate these issues. I mean, are they not worried as a region that you've got one, like, in fact, the capital city's municipality, somewhat having its own fair of issues with the senior managers and the executive there? Secretary, always great pleasure talking to you. Good evening.
Okay, good evening, Musa, and good evening to the listeners of Rise FM.
Secretary, we are told that the region intervened on the matter. In fact, you once intervened into the issue and you somewhat guided the municipality in which way they should go. Talk us through what was that intervention, or what emanated from that intervention, and has the municipality followed that particular directive you've given, at least your caucus in that municipality?
No, I think there was the first case which actually involved the appointment of the CFO, wherein the co-actor could not concur the appointment of the CFO, citing a reason or allegations that she misrepresented the ECV. I think that's where, as ANC, we intervened, and we actually directed the municipality that they should deal with the matter institutionally, of which they did. But the matter that we combated even to this date, I think there is that intervention, and we are happy that the MEC Congress is actually dealing with that matter. But the recent one, wherein a report was presented to Council, citing that the CFO is actually not respecting the name. On that one, that's purely administrative.
Mm.
And as ANC, we cannot interfere in our administration.
Yeah. No.
Matter which it was.
I understand that, Secretary. But however, I'm glad that you've somewhat laid a foundation of the talk by easily citing the issue that in which you've intervened in. Let's go back to that issue, that of the CFO's appointment. What sort of direction did you give the caucus of the ANC to follow? Because you say that now the MEC has intervened. I mean, even the previous MEC at that time had already intervened. I'm pretty much interested to find out from you now what sort of directives.
The former MEC actually intervened, and the matter ended up in court.
Sure.
And currently, the incumbent currently is actually dealing with the matter, even indicating that there's no need for them to go to court as co-actor.
Mm.
So that's why we're saying we are interacting with the co-actor with regard to the appointment of the CFO.
Yeah.
But on this one, I think that's where we're saying that it's an administrative matter.
Yeah.
Wherein, as ANC, we cannot get in and deal with administrative issues.
Yeah.
So on this one, we said they must deal with it. But if ever the CFO is not happy with it, then she decided to take the matter to court, I think it's within her right to do so.
Mm.
And if the matter is in court, then the court will actually come up in favor of the CFO. We don't have a problem with that. So ours is to see stability in the institution, like you said. As ANC, we should be very much worried if there's no stability.
Yeah.
I mean, if the CFO is not at work, it means there's no stability.
It brings me then to my next point. As Secretary, around the issue of that particular stability, are you then not worried as a region that the CFO is alleged not, even though it's an administrative issue? Yes, it's an administrative issue, but I think it's important to lay out a foundation that before this member became an administrator, she comes from the ranks of the region. In fact, she was an additional member in the region, and then she took the position. And surely, and you've got a deputy secretary in the form of the speaker, then you've got the executive mayor, and those are your deployees in the municipality. When you have conversations with them, because seemingly there's also a tiff and taff around that particular space, where when the executive mayor calls meeting, the CFO does not attend, and somewhat there is a view from the municipality that the speaker is shielding the CFO. Are you not worried that even your own employees in the municipality are somewhat sabotaging each other in running of the municipality?
No, there's no such way in the deployees of the ANC are sabotaging the municipality. So that's why we said that they should deal with it. It's an administrative issue where in it says that the CFO is not attending management meetings. That one is purely administrative.
Agree.
So if ever it is true, because I mean, the municipality has now appointed a team that will deal with or actually investigate the matter if it's true or not, these allegations. So if it is true, obviously we won't be happy that our own deployee is not actually attending management meetings.
Mm.
But if ever that is just a mudsliding, therefore Nayona won't be happy with it, that it can't be that our own deployees are fighting amongst themselves.
Mm.
So it's a matter of concern, of course, but we want to believe that very soon that matter really shall be resolved, and we want to see stability in the city of Mbombela.
Without a doubt. Secretary, thank you so much for making time and just bringing about clarity of the organization.
You're welcome. Thanks to the listeners.
Really appreciate you. Babu Folas Bui, he's the regional secretary of the African National Congress in Ehlanzeni.